Okay, so Revi Avizos HaBracha contains the famous relationship between Yisachar and Zvulun, or as it's phrased, and maybe more precisely, Zvulun and Yisachar, Smach Zvulun, Mitzvisachav Yisachar Be'olacha, that Bedavka, we put Zvulun first, Harasam Shal Yisachar, Al Yedei Zvulun Haisa, Zvulun sustained Yisachar, Yimein Kamachain Torah. And sometimes we have, I think, an overly simplistic view of this relationship, a very binary view, which is, of course, that, Zvulun was Osek Bit Pragmatia, and, that was okay. You know, Isha Sher Kevir Chaso Berachosam, going back to Yaakov Avinu, and that's where their strengths lie, and, Chanocha Nar Al Pidarko, and all of those themes that we very much subscribe to. And, Yisachar, Yishtam Yoshevo Ali model, so, V'Yisachar Be'olacha, so they were sustained by the Torah of Zvulun, and therefore, by all rights, Zvulun should come first for making possible Yisachar's endeavor in Limud HaTorah, and nobody would question that axiologically, from a value standpoint. Yisachar is engaged in, the most important thing anybody could ever be engaged in, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but the fact remains that it's only made possible by Zvulun, so they should go first. And again, that's very often the way that the relationship is portrayed, and it's a very beautiful thing. Hinei Matov U'Manoim, Shevas Achim Gam Yachad, not just Achim Min Av, but in this case, Achim Min O'Aim. The last two of Leia, and there's something very inspirational about that, if that's all it was. But I think that the relationship is more nuanced than that, and far richer for it. So, well, let's start with Zvulun, as the pasuk does. Very often we think about Zvulun as just playing a facilitating role in terms of ruchnius, but his gashmius is needed to support the spirituality and those endeavors of Yisachar. But the second day that Rashi quotes for Amim Har Yikro Sham Yizbechuz of Chizadek Ki Shefa Yamim Inakus Tzvunei Tzvunei Chol, and it portrays a more nuanced perspective, which is the following: that Zvulun was doing business with all kinds of international tradespeople, and they would come to Israel on business trips startup nation, and they would be intrigued, and they'd say Im Kvar As Kvar Nelech Yerushalayim. And all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael is all about would be readily apparent, right? Torah Acha, Saloka Echad, they were, some of them became Gerei Tzedek, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. So, right, so it's not just that Zvulun, played, a facilitating role in terms of Yisachar's Torah, but that their enterprise Gufa, right, in and of itself, per se, was able to catalyze people being Nichnas Tachas Kanvei Hashchina. And that's not a small thing. Even we're not looking to proselytize, right? And we celebrate Giyur as a sort of a fundamental, it's not just Ve'ahavtem es Hager. Yerucham Fishel Perlo explains the position of Sadigon as part of Avas Hager is to sort of help them along the process once they've started. It goes beyond that, right? That even though we don't have formal smicha today, and the samchut of, Dayanim and Chutz Le'aretz was always, Mitoresh Lichusayhu, Divnei Yisrael Ka'avdi, but, the Ran and the Rashba make the point, this is quoted in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Aleph, that, Gior is such a Tzarech Gadol that it has to be adjudicated in Chutz Le'aretz because you want to be Machnas people Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So, Zvulun was doing, their own kind of spiritual work. When Me'idach Yisrael, think about Yisachar, they were involved in the pristine pursuit of Torah, but they weren't so much involved in Tzarchei Tzibor, but that's really not the presentation that we have. Me Yisachar, Yodei Vina Lo Itim, Rashi Sanhedrios, and what's always quoted, Rashi quotes it here, right, is, Yodei Vina Lo Itim, the complicated areas of, Iber Shanim and Kiddush HaChodesh, which was necessary, Amim Har Yikro, Sham Yizbechuzev Chet Tzedek, this is the interpretation of Targum, for Klal Yisrael, for the Shivtaya de Yisrael, to come, and be Ola L'Regel. So even there, Talmud Torah was very Tzibor-oriented. So again, Zvulun wasn't just facilitating somebody else's spirituality, but their work became intrinsically spiritual, Amim Har Yikro, in terms of, presenting Yadus to those who would not otherwise be exposed. And Me'idach, it wasn't like Yisachar was just out for themselves in terms of their spiritual endeavor, in terms of the Limud HaTorah. I'm sure they, were involved in a lot of brisker lumdas as well that may have been a little bit less, pragmatically oriented. But Ubnei Yisachar Yodei Bina La'itim, Kiddush HaChodesh V'Iber Shanim, and so they were involved in, serving the Tzibor as well. And I think it's a much rounder picture of who, you know, Yisachar and Zvulun were, or who Zvulun and Yisachar were, and the spiritual opportunities that are part of, you know, both, you know, different kinds of vocations, right? Person who's involved in, you know, business isn't just, you know, provided the opportunity to be philanthropic, you know, Eitz Chaim Hila Machzik in Bad. Surely that's a perk, but, you know, at the same time, they're able to do certain kinds of spiritual work that the Yoshvei Ohalim aren't. And those who are Yoshvei Ohalim aren't just experiencing, you know, the bliss of a Harev Na, but they're also very much involved in serving the Tzibur and, you know, through, you know, being Marbitz Torah and through, you know, being, you know, poskei halacha and at the highest level, Rashi Sanhedrios. So, you know, the picture is more nuanced than the simple binary one that we often, you know, conceptualize. I mean, I think that makes, you know, both Zvulun and Yisachar far more compelling spiritual paradigms.